Hello everybody, my name is James. Welcome to another episode of the Up 19 Show. Sorry I've been gone for like over 2 weeks. Man's in Cyprus having a nice vacation, you get me? So let's roll, shall we? So today guys, we'll be talking about a bunch of things. So it'll be almost like, not three things in pod, in one pod, it would be like two. So two in a little bit, you know what I mean? So that's what we're going to do. Yeah. So guys, I want to start off with saying the first thing is that yesterday morning at 4 a.m. Eastern time in California, Los Angeles, our boy Pop Smoke was murdered and shot, obviously, during a robbery. And we're still, in the next few days, we'll be still making, or not making, we'll be still getting this information out, and what happened, and details and evidence are coming out. So, because this is going to be a bonus episode, guys, of it, obviously. And so, I'll make another podcast on Saturday for you. So, I will do that. I'll do that for you, and I'll see if there's any more information, all right? So yeah, just want to say, rest in peace, Pop Smoke, welcome to the party, and all that. So, another news, guys, is that The Weeknd is releasing his new album, After Hours, and from the cover, it shows him looking quite distressed, I will say, probably drunk, looks like he's got blood running down his face. It's after, so it's like after Blinding by the Lights and all that. And so, yeah, I think the album, from the, you know how guys, if there's a single before someone releases the album, I'll kind of get to understand the beat style of how the album is presented and is, in some cases. You know how I do that, guys? Well, I think the album will be quite flowy, like really party-ish, but then someone will be like a quite, like, you know, mystic type of feel, like a dark vibe that we all know and love from The Weeknd, from his old days back in Beauty Behind the Madness and all that. And I think what I've actually realized is I can actually hear a bit of the old voice in him, like the very high voice, or like that he had back in 2012. That's what I'm starting to hear from, like, you know, that album. I forgot what it was called. But I can also hear a lot of similar beats to when he released his mixtape. And so, if you guys don't know The Weeknd, because actually, apparently a lot of people don't know him. When I moved and when I went to school, a lot of people didn't know who The Weeknd was, and I was like, The Weeknd? You don't know The Weeknd? But anyway, if you don't know The Weeknd, guys, look him up. I can't tell you, he's amazing. Toronto, Canada, he's my favourite rapper and all that. He's not a rapper, well, he's not my favourite rapper, he's just my favourite hip-hop artist. It's a difference, isn't it? But yeah, you guys need to, you know, look him up. But anyway, what I'm hearing is a bunch of, like, I don't know why, but, like, during Blinding by the Lights, or Blinded by the Lights, you know, that song, I could hear, like, very how he used to, like, raise his voice. You know in King of the Fall, if you don't know, obviously, you need to look him up, but anyway, you know in King of the Fall, where his voice kind of, it really does change a lot, that you can actually get into the song. You know what I mean, guys? I got that same feeling that I got when I was younger, you know? I'm getting that same feeling now when I'm listening to Blinding, or I mean, let's just call it Lights, because everyone likes to call it Lights. And so, yeah, I can just hear it. I can feel it in my veins, guys. So, yeah, listen to Lights. Lights, I prefer Lights than Heartless, but I will say Heartless I can actually dance to quite often. Yeah, often, you know. But, like, seriously, you guys need to check him out. And also, I think the album, what I think, it's like I said, it's going to be a lot flowy. You're able to beat to it, but I think there will be a lot of like these dark mystic elements that we all know and love from him. So yeah, it's gonna be good, you know, guys. You get me? Yeah, sound okay, guys. So it's gonna be like a little fire thing, you know, not fire in the booth, but a little fast fire thing that I did last week, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, when I listed my top favorites. So let's do, in my opinion, my top five New York rappers. All right. So number five, Pop Smoke. You know, he's gone now. People are listening to his music definitely now more. The same what happened with X and Nipsey Hussle. And so I think a lot of people starting to know him now. I've known who he was for like a year, but I didn't know his name till like 5 months ago. And actually, I started listening more of him 5 months ago. And he only released his album, like his Meet the Woe Part 2, literally last week. And so, rest in peace, my guy. You're up in there. You're up in there in good old heaven. Or you're down here listening to us, you know, right beside me or something. I don't know. Hi, mate. Hi, Pop. We all that. But still, my guy. Rest in peace, man. You could be on the rise, you know. It's like Tupac again. He was born in New York. He died in the West Coast. And he was only a young age. Tupac died when he was 24? No, 25, I think. And Biggie died when he was 24. And lost Los Angeles again. And Pop was only 20. So, he couldn't even drink yet. Poor him. You know, gonna have a good time. You know, he probably was. But who cares? You know, it's the industry. They do that. But yeah. Like I said, he's good and great. Whatever. Let's roll on. So, number four. I have to say this. ASAP. Ferg. My guy. I think he has some good beats. Definitely. Yeah, I actually was listening to him, I think, last month, because I haven't listened to his albums. I've only listened to the ones that he's featured in with, like, ASAP Rocky, or the ones that he was in ASAP, like, a lot of the ASAP Mob's songs, like, you know, the ones that they did, like, all together. I didn't listen to any of his, like, proper singles, proper, like, solo, like, songs and albums. And so I listened to him last month, and I didn't fall in love, obviously. I say that with a lot of them, but I didn't actually. I thought it was like, man, that's pretty cool, really, man. But yeah, I think he's really good. And definitely in the future, because, you know, ASAP Rocky's getting more popular now. And, you know, they're living Yam's legacy. RMP, RIP, Yam's. And so, yeah, my guy. Not Rams, it's Hams, isn't it? I don't know. But then, okay. Next one. Top three. The one, the only, ASAP Rocky. He's my second favorite rapper, actually. Well, not rapper, I think hip hop artist. Definitely, in my opinion, because he's really good. And ASAP Forever. You know? Yeah, I don't know anymore. Anyway, so top two. Right, will have to be, oh yeah, Biggie, of course. You guys didn't think I was gonna get Biggie in there, would you? Come on, man. Biggie, my guy. Biggie, you know, Big Papa, my guy. Throw your hands in the air, y'all. If he's a true player. I'm actually gonna put that in the next segment. He's one of his songs. And so yeah, my guy Biggie, rest in peace him. He didn't kill Tupac. I don't know, yeah, actually. Killed Tupac after you search that again. I don't think it's unsolved, innit? I'll have to listen to another one and come up with my own theory. One does nowadays. Okay. Last but not least, number one, Tupac Shakur. My guy from East Harlem. moved to moved to Maryland, then back to New York. MC New York, that was his original name. Moved to Los Angeles, King of Los Angeles, my guy Tupac. So yeah, he can be included because he's born in New York, but he has like that style of both. That's why I actually saw a lot of him. Off him, you get me? So yeah, my guy, Tupac Shakur, rest in peace. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Love you guys. Peace. Bye bye.